This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant day across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures with some sunshine. Haifa remains partly cloudy with comfortable weather. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanese president against Hezbollah. Those dragging the country into foreign wars are traitors. Earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports President Aoun criticized Hezbollah's actions amid talks with Israel. Also, Trump doubts Iran deal as mediators see hope in especially critical coming days. Why? Net reports from earlier this hour that Iran seeks guarantees to end the war before any Hormuz deal. Also this hour, Trump, unhappy Iranian proposal, does not address nuclear program, according to a U.S. official. The Jerusalem Post shared this news earlier today. Separately, a man spotted giving a Nazi salute to Boston Marathon runners. JNS reports from 5 hours ago that he wore a Hitler-style mustache and stood on an Israeli flag. And finally, a report indicates that Egypt has built a multi-layered security system along its border with Gaza. This includes concrete walls, underground barriers, and a wide military buffer zone. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News reported just minutes ago that Trump is skeptical of the Iran deal, while mediators see critical days ahead. Middle East_24 highlighted Egypt's complex border security system with Gaza, posting earlier today about the extensive measures in place. Joe Truesman, an analyst, posted an hour ago about militants in Gaza, stating that masks did not save them, as all were killed in the conflict. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, President Aoun's statement against Hezbollah comes as negotiations with Israel progress. Israel Hayom notes that Aoun accused Hezbollah of engaging in conflicts that do not serve national interests. This could impact Lebanon's internal politics and its stance in regional negotiations. Turning to the Iran deal, tensions rise as Trump expresses doubt over the proposed agreement. Ynet reports that Iran wants to ensure the war's end before any deal on the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. insists that nuclear limits remain central, highlighting the fragile nature of these discussions. Meanwhile, the U.S. officials' comments on Iran's nuclear program underline ongoing disputes. The Jerusalem Post explains that the Iranian proposal sets aside nuclear discussions until the war concludes. This stance could delay resolution and strain U.S.-Iran relations further. In a separate development, the disturbing incident at the Boston Marathon raises concerns. JNS reports that a man displayed Nazi symbols, causing distress. This act underscores persistent anti-Semitic threats globally. On the economic front, first, Israel approves the first shekel-backed stablecoin for limited launch. Ynet Business reports that Bits of Gold will issue the coin with strict supervision, ensuring full reserves in Israel. Separately, the Salmonella scandal cost Strauss about 300 million shekels. Israel Hayom Business reveals that an insurance company will cover this amount as legal proceedings begin. And finally, Mobileye posts surprise growth, raising its outlook as shares rally. CTech reports that the autonomous driving firm saw a 27% revenue jump, boosting investor confidence. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.